time is winding down and the girls are interviewing and dancing their way to the finals. Who will make it? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
Love these lights we have in here.
Yes, Beyonce. Beyonce always fits into any episode of any show.
All the time.
Agreed.
Yeah, she always fits in. Welcome back, guys. This is episode 3, Leave It All on the Dance Floor. And I'm your host, Imani Blackman. And to my left, I have these two beautiful ladies. Take it away.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy to be here. I am Stephan Chase.
Hey, everybody. My name is Julana Dizon.
On top of all the juiciness that we have to bring tonight, we have some news for you, and we're actually doing our very own Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders style questions at the end, so stay tuned. So what are your guys' overall thoughts? Like, brief and short, just your overall thoughts of today's episode.
I mean, I just had the jitters in my stomach for these ladies. I think the dancers, they really surprised me. They had it all together. Great episode.
I didn't think this episode was as exciting as the first two, but I am excited that it's getting narrowed down.
Right, yes. I like this episode. I thought it was kind of juicy, yeah. But the first two episodes are really cool because you're meeting everyone. Mm-hmm. And if you never watched a show before, you're seeing the judges and right. the coaches. So I think that's what makes it really cool. So Kitty Factory. Ooh. Kitty Factory has been around since, I think, the beginning of the season of the whole entire show. And she's just a dance coach, and they go to her for critiques and to brush up on their solos routines. And she is a character. What do you guys think about her? She is something, isn't she?
She's abrasive, to say the least. You know, but I like her because I feel like she's honest. I feel like she really cares about the girls. She wants to see them thrive. And she just wants to make sure that they're ready. So I like Miss Kitty.
But she's also not afraid to tell you when you're not ready.
Right. She told one girl, I think she had her like her bottom piece up too high, and she's like, you look like you have granny panties on.
Yeah.
And then she told someone, you look, what I have right here, you look like you've been milking for months. I don't know if that is because her boobs were big.
I think it was because her costume just didn't hold her in tight enough or something. Or maybe it was because she had big boobs.
Yeah. Right.
She's brash. She's definitely brash in your face.
Right. I think I would be scared to go to her. Did you notice there wasn't all the girls there? It was like a select few. Oh. So I don't know if the show picked them or if they had to pay extra, obviously, probably to go to her. Yeah. So I don't know if some girls were like, okay, I'm going to take this time and work with Miss Kitty. But I don't know. I think I would be nervous to go to her.
I don't think it's a requirement, actually, that they have to go to her.
Mm. Yeah, that's what it seemed like, because there was about 10. But I know there was a ton of, hopefuls going into training camp.
But it's
camp.
Like, if you want to make it, why not go to Miss Kitty, get polished up, shine, and shine on audition day?
Right.
I would definitely be there.
Right, especially because they said she is their technical coach.
Yes.
So anybody that works for the team, you should try to get in with them.
Right.
You should try to
get
be
your
seen
face
by
seen.
Them.
And she told a couple girls to change their costumes. Uh-huh. I think one girl did. She changed her costume.
Did, yeah.
I mean, you got to take the notes where you can get them, right?
Right. Why
and
not?
She's a pro.
Why not?
She's been there though every season, so I would take everything I could.
And she used to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
So
learn from the best.
Right. And the vets, they learned the routine that the rookies learned. And I was kind of surprised. I thought the vets would be a lot better, honestly. Oh.
You don't think they were good?
I thought they were good, but you know when they showed the little clips? It was like, like that. Uh-huh. I think, I guess I'm thinking about one particular one girl. And
I think I know who you're talking about.
I think we both laughed when we saw it. And she was like,
It was like, weak. It was like, where's the power in that move?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I think that this batch of rookies, they're so good that they're definitely giving the veterans a run for their money.
Well, that's what the coaches were saying, too. They were like, hey, guys, watch out because we have a lot of good dancers.
Yeah.
Right. And like they were saying, your spot's never guaranteed. Even if you had a good season prior, you still, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be on the team again. Yeah. And I think the numbers were, it was 23 veterans that were trying to come back.
Okay.
And then 59 hopefuls that were trying to go into training camp. So there's vets bound to be cut with those type of numbers. Because otherwise, what's the point of having an audition if you're going to keep your whole entire team?
Exactly.
So you know you're going to get cut.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get cut.
And the fresh crop, they are ready.
Right.
They're ready to go. They're ready to steal positions.
Yes, they are. the interviews. Interviews are tricky. They, Kelly actually said, if you are not likable, you don't, it doesn't really care about, she doesn't really care about your dancing ability because if you're not likable, no one's going to want to talk to you. You're not going to mesh with the team.
Well, this is the other thing that I think the interviews are so important because, yes, a lot of their job and like the biggest thing that you see the cheerleaders doing is dancing on the field, but probably just as much as their job is off of the field, like going to events, showing up, doing community things, doing interviews, live interviews, kind of being a brand ambassador for the team, obviously. So if they can't ace an interview, they don't feel comfortable to put that girl on a live TV where she might be interviewed. And they don't want her to be there like, well, go Cowboys.
Right.
Now, I think it's wonderful. It's good to see that the judges care more about their dance skills. They want to make sure that these women are well-rounded, that they have a life outside of dance, you know, and that they are, you know, intelligent. So, no, I think it's important. And I think the live interviews definitely kind of sort out the bad from the good.
Yes, for sure. And ultimately, Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, it's a job. And just like any job, you have to go through an interview portion and making sure you're actually a good candidate for the position. And but some of the questions I felt didn't really represent what the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders were about when they asked, what does the CIA stand for? What does the FBI stand for? I mean, you're hoping that people know and have common facts. But at the same time, when is someone going to ask them that?
Okay, yes. But at the same time, like, those are very common knowledge facts.
Right.
So I feel like maybe they're just using that to gauge someone's intelligence or, like, awareness. Like,
I would have rather the questions be a little more hard-hitting. Like, okay, CIA, if you don't know that it stands, what it stands for, then you can look it up. If you don't know what the FBI stands for, you can look. But let's talk about, hey, what do you think about the current state of the FBI and what's happening in the current political climate? Just something a little more... I felt like the question was...
they could have did better with the questions.
Yeah, it made me think that they were doubting the intelligence of these women to begin with. Instead of just looking for, you know, what they believe, what they think about, you know, what their opinions are about certain things.
Especially when you have... There was one girl, she was on honor roll or something like that. So she's smart.
Yeah. She's smart. There's one who's going to be a doctor.
Yeah, yes, she's real smart. Right. So it's like... If they didn't know what the CIA stood for, then does that really
determine... Central Intelligence Agency, by the way, everybody, right. Just in case.
Does that really determine, you know, how smart they are?
I mean, yeah, because if you don't know what the FBI is and you grew up in America, I wouldn't think that you're very smart.
Right.
Like, that's just me, but I get it. Yeah, if you would ask somebody, what do you think about the state of this?
Yeah.
That's something a lot more people could get stumped on.
Because then you can have it's an open-ended question.
Right.
When you have closed-ended questions, yes or no, or this stands for this and that, I want to see how someone communicates, how well they speak.
Yes.
You know, so because when you're on an interview as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, I want to see, can you really handle yourself in that position when a microphone's in front of you and not just stating facts? You have to be able to be personable, too. So you're just saying FBI stands for this, this, and this.
Exactly.
It's like, well, okay. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, I grew up doing pageants, so I know it is really hard to be under fire like that when someone's asking you questions. I saw a question on... at the Sunset Boulevard, and people ask you, like, random things, someone was like, what's Obama's last name? And a lot of people were like, Barack? And I know it sounds so stupid, because duh, but at the same time, when it's that quick, you're like, and then you think about it, oh, I knew that, duh. Yeah. Right. It's Obama.
Well, we'll see. I have a special game I want to play with you guys later.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm going to say,
we're in trouble.
I already know. We'll be like, I thought something that was really cool that the girls had, the organization has, it's called My Cause, My Boots. And that's basically when they all get their own organization and they get to put that star or the color of the organization on their boots. Mm-hmm. And one girl was saying that her friend passed away, but before he passed away, she was able to put his star on her boots. So I think that's a really cool way for them to be involved. What do you guys think about that cause?
I thought that was awesome. I didn't know that about the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. So I think that's super cool of them. And just that everyone can pick something that's related to them.
And we got to see the emotional side of these women. Like, once they started talking about the charities and the causes that mean the most to them. You know, most of them had a personal connection, whether it was a grandma who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's or a father who passed away from cancer, or the veteran cheerleader who had the chance to honor one of her best friends who had Down syndrome before he passed away. I mean, it was insightful to see that these women do have lives. They have been touched by tragedies, and they're just like us on that level.
Right. I remember you saying you were on a pro team. Was the interview portion the same?
It was the same. We had to know a lot of facts about the team. I remember, like, I personally don't follow a lot of football, so I just had to study, like, who's the head coach? Mm-hmm. What are some players? Like, 'cause sometimes they'll just be like, name three players on the Cowboys. Yeah. And you're like,
Right.
But they were like, do you know who Ezekiel Elliott is? What his position? Because that was one of the questions.
I mean, right.
And she didn't know it.
But she knew it in the end. She got it. Right?
After they kind of prompted her.
That's hard, especially because it's like, what do you study? So what did you study? Oh. Because there's so many, there's a lot of players.
I studied like basic facts, like founding year, head coach, like a little bit of history. But like that for me, I feel like I get, obviously if you're representing a team, it's important that you know about the team and you know like who the players are and who the head coach is and like all the current stuff. But I also feel like they shouldn't be totally judged on that because that's always something you can learn.
Right.
You know, you can always study that. Like, not everybody that tries out for a professional NFL cheerleading team is into football. Most of them, I feel like, just really love dancing and love performing. So,
but it's
like
the organization. It's the organization they're going to work for.
But that's a good point because a lot of girls that grew up dancing, you just want another way to perform. Mm-hmm. And so you're not really thinking, or when they ask you, why do you want to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader? Some people might have a legit reason, but other girls, this is just another team I auditioned for that I'm hoping to make so I can be like, able to perform. I auditioned for Lakers, this, and that. I just want to dance.
And did you know anything about the Lakers when you auditioned?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, ladies.
Been like,
so Kobe, disappointed in both of you right now.
Kobe Bryant, you know, it's an easy go-to. Same. Now you can be like LeBron James, you know. So
what are the colors?
How do you say that again?
LeBron James. Remember that Vine? No.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't think they should be judged on not knowing. I understand it's important, but I feel like they can just learn that.
Yeah.
No, just sure. Like they can look up the CSI and the FBI. Okay. They can learn that.
True. On to finals. That was, they had 45 people going in. They're trying to get 45 people into training camp, which is not a lot, especially since there's 23 veterans and 59 rookies.
Yeah.
So cutting it down to 45, that is tricky. And I do see when the vets all came together. I feel like that was a form of intimidation.
And the one girl said that. She's like, they're intimidating us.
Oh, for sure. That was funny. For sure.
I mean, yeah, but there's always that moment because you see them and they're kind of like, I mean, they've already been on the team and you want to be like them. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of intimidating.
Yeah, for sure. And they try to act like, oh, we're super nice. And they're like, are you guys ready, girls? But
deep down, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, you're not that excited for these rookies.
Mm-mm.
Because you know they're coming for your spot.
Right.
What did you guys think about the solos?
Oh, the solos.
That was, yeah.
I thought they did really well. And I remember them saying that showmanship was number one.
Okay.
Of course, with technique and costume. She said costumes were icing on the cake.
I was thrown off by the costume.
Yeah.
Because there's one dancer in particular that they highlighted who had on, like Little Miss Buttercup? What was that? I didn't like it.
It was definitely a costume.
It was definitely a costume. I thought it was weird.
I don't know. But I feel like that's their time to really showcase, like they said, their personality and their own costume. So the style that they feel most comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she felt most comfortable in that.
Well, she stunned them.
But it's like a whole package, you know, like you see the girl, you see, oh, I like her outfit. I don't like her outfit. It's kind of shallow, but it's like true. Like,
right.
The first thing you see is their appearance, and then they start dancing, and, like, their music and their moves and everything kind of just, like, creates who they are.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed how they had different dance styles. Some girls were doing jazz and lyrical, and that girl did hip-hop. That was super cute.
That was fun.
I like that they put that one at the end, too.
Right, and she came
in. And everybody, they were all behind her.
Yeah, and she came in from the chairs, and she's like, Yeah. Let's go.
With pants on. Yeah. No boot shorts. Yeah. Right. And she still killed it.
Killed it. It was super good.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of the girls are very athletic. They were throwing out aerials and backflips and just doing the most. I'm like, wow, girls.
They are the best of the best.
She did, do you remember it? She was like,
oh my gosh. You guys.
You two right here. These two went crazy when that happened.
A heart attack. When Kira did this jump split thing and she landed on the floor, Imani's face was literally like,
I was like, like, it was so hard. She
it
was
looked
just
so painful.
Like,
oh, how maybe can you do can, that?
You can practice that one on your mattress too.
Right, I'll try.
I'd love to see a video record it for us so we can
maybe
check
that'll
it
be
out.
A special
that
segment.
Be our special
I think so.
Record it and put it right here.
I gotta see it. I mean, even the judge was like, did she hurt something? She better not have pulled a muscle with that move. That was crazy.
That was impressive. Good job.
Right. I was like, wow. And onto the field, that's the first time that the vets and the rookies are in the same uniform. So everyone's on the same playing field. No pun intended. and this is where you can see who's ready for the field and who isn't. Mm. So what did you guys think about the difference between the vets and the rookies?
Yeah, I mean, we were watching that pretty closely. I love how with the production, they put up who was a rookie in a little box and who was a veteran. So you could clearly see who's who. And so I'm comparing them. And I got to say, the rookie class, they looked really good. Some technical stuff, it was like, okay, maybe her kicks weren't as high. But still, other things like just the power of the dance moves looked really good.
Well, I think for the rookies, this is a really important moment because it's the first time that they're putting on a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader branded uniform, practice uniform. Mm-hmm. So they look, like you said, just like the vets. When they put them in their groups, they put them in groups based on looks. So you had all the girls that looked the same in the same group, which is important because we were talking about last week how you don't want a team that is just all looks the same, like 36 carbon copies of each other. So I thought it was interesting that they lined them up by group because then I feel like it's more like looking at, like, not like robots, but kind of like Barbies or something that are moving around, you know? And you can see, like, if they all kind of look the same, then you can immediately see which ones grab your attention.
Right.
Especially, like, they're watching him on the Jumbotron. So whatever girl is, like, pulling the most attention, they're going to automatically watch that girl.
That was super intimidating to see. Even watching it and watching them watch on the Jumbotron, I was like,
could you imagine being that big on a Jumbotron?
You see every flaw, every dimple underneath those shorts, every piece of something hanging over. They're like, wait, look at that right there. You know, that is so
See, that's why you need Miss Kitty in your life to get it straight before you get out there on that dance field.
Right.
But you're right. No, every single blemish is blown up.
So that's why they spend like an hour and a half doing their hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They have to look perfect because they're just on camera all day.
I enjoyed it.
No, me too.
Better than me.
I think I could tell that for some girls, the veterans were very, very seasoned opposed to the rookies. You can just see it on their faces. They know how to perform and execute the choreography because they're used to that style of dance where the rookies are coming straight out of maybe high school or just from their other teams and they're not used to the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader style of dance and performance level. So you can definitely see the difference, but sometimes I did see where the rookies were outshining the veterans, which kind of sucks because as a coach, Kelly and Judy are hoping that their girls can pull through and look a lot better than the rookies. But when you're watching up there and it's like, that girl is not better than the rookie.
Right. So, and is that because maybe they just took their position for granted? Like, I've got this. I mean, yes, I to your point, I do feel like some of the veterans knew how to finesse the performance and make certain things pop better than the rookie beside her. But you're right. I think perhaps some veterans may have taken their positions for granted and thought, okay, I really don't need to train for this. Or I really don't need to lose the 14 pounds that I gained.
Yes, you do. Because there's 400 girls that are coming that want that spot.
Exactly.
But I did think it's so interesting how you see the people, the girls do their solos, and some of them are really great. But then when you put them on the field, it's a completely different story. Because on the field, I mean, you have to project to thousands of people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how big a stadium is. Probably like 50,000 people.
Right, for sure. Tens of thousands, for sure.
You know, and you're going to be this big unless you're on the Jumbotron. But you right. have to be able to, like, emit that energy. So a lot of the girls, or a couple of girls, I think, did really good in the solos, but they got lost when you put them on the field.
Right. Mm. And that really shows, I mean, it's a team. So in the beginning, they're trying to fight for themselves. But at the end of the day, they're one big team, and they have to know how to perform together and not just be, you're not supposed to be watching a bunch of solos. It has to just be one cohesive squad. Yep. So I think that's where the field portion comes in handy, because it shows who can be a team player, especially the kick line.
Right.
Because you're, like you were saying last week, you're literally relying on each other. So.
And you could tell, like, when one of the girls, if someone's not kicking as high or someone's losing stamina, you can tell because the line starts to wobble. And then the girls that are next to you are like, oh, God, she's not pulling her weight. So I have to work double hard now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I wonder how that works with height.
I have an insight to this.
Tell us.
So, I mean, how they did it for the Bucks was that they would put their tallest in the middle. And then the shortest on the end, so that, I don't know if it's visually appeasing or that way they all look kind of the same, but they definitely line them up by height. So it's not like super tall, super short, because that wouldn't work.
Right, because then you'll be, when they go over, it's like.
Right.
And if you've got a weak link, isn't she pulling you down? Like every time she's trying to lift her leg
like
up?
This,
right.
So you're like kicking. On your shoulders.
And if it was me, because I can't kick to save my life, to my nose, goodness, that would never happen. But I would literally pull you down to try to lift myself up.
So
you've got to be strong.
You're like resting on their shoulders, but you can't be like pushing down on the girl next to you.
You've got
to
hold
still
own.
Hold yourself up and just have your arms out. But, like, mostly you're doing the work.
Right.
Right. And right now they're working towards the jump, the infamous jump, where that they jump the splits. And I love that part in every season because it leaves the girls shook. It's like they know they have to do it eventually, but when you actually are there with all these girls and you're all just jumping in the air and slamming into the splits, I can only imagine what that's like. We should try it. Should we try it?
No, definitely not.
We should try it at home and video it.
Can we kind of like walk down to the splits? Because I can definitely try that.
Scoot down.
Just wear socks and slide slowly. But actually, I have an announcement. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network here produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans than we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you guys please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. Don't be worried about those pesky notifications because you can opt out. And hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out all of our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments and we will thank you on the air. And for now, thanks for being some of the best fans and for helping us continue to be the ESPN of TV talk shows.
Beautiful.
Yay.
So deliberation, when they were going into, after everything's done, they're trying to pick their girls for the training camp and they're going to deliberation. How'd you guys feel about everything that they were saying? I know for Meredith, one guy said that she had a rectangle body shape. What else do I have here? Elena, I think that's her name. She was 14 pounds heavier than when she started. And I feel like this says a lot about our society and body image, which a lot of young women have struggles with. How do you guys feel about that?
I was torn. I could see both sides of that argument. Mm-hmm. I think it's a huge issue, especially today, body image and, you know, body positivity within women. But it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard subject, especially for something like a cheerleading team, a dance team. First of all, if you're dancing or cheerleading, naturally, you're going to be in good shape because you're dancing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're eating well and you have to eat well and you have to be healthy to be able to keep up the stamina to perform at that level.
Yeah.
So I can see how it'd be an issue if you're a little bit out of shape.
Right, for sure.
Them doubting if you're going to be able to keep up.
Right. The progressive side of me is like, it shouldn't matter. She's a great dancer, but realistically, and then even the costumes are itty bitty pieces of fabric. And ultimately, like I said earlier, they want the team to look cohesive as one, almost like Stepford Wives and Barbie dolls.
Mm-hmm.
So they want them to all have the same look. And you know that going into the competition or trying to audition for these teams, you understand that. So it's just a harsh reality, but it is sad that that's what we've come to, where they're looking at the screen, they're like, oh, is she gaining some weight?
It's like, but she still looks great.
Yeah, she still looks
good. But you're right. I mean, it's the current state of the team. That mm-hmm. it is what it is. And the uniforms are what they are, and you have to fit into them. And these are the demands. All the women trying out for this team, they know what the expectations are, and they've agreed to fit those expectations. So if those are the rules, then got to go along with it.
Right, and I think Kelly, or one of the judges, even said that they're in charge of quality control, which I think is an accurate but interesting term to use. I don't know.
Because she's taking it deep on us. Deep.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, also, the cheerleaders are, like we said, idols and role models. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so let's think about it this way. If you were an NFL player, or say you're a man or some kind of sports mm-hmm. player, if you are overweight, it's going to affect your ability to perform at your right. best. Mm-hmm. So you might not make the team because you can't perform at your highest level.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel if you look at it from that perspective, yeah. you know, right. that's straight business.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at it from the body positivity perspective and the outfits and everything, it's a whole different issue.
That's a solid point.
That's it's very
more of
true.
A personal, yeah. like a business versus a personal thing.
Right. That's true. But I do think they're like looking at the little piece of flap because
they are.
Yeah, I
they're being picky. They're right. being super critical. But again, I mean, that is why it's one of the best starred. They've got a fantastic story. Little girls look up to these mm-hmm. dancers, these cheerleaders. When you think of NFL cheerleaders, I think, you know, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
They set the standard.
They're iconic.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then training camp, the girls that made it to training camp. I think a couple that are very known that they focused on a lot was Victoria. She's a legacy. And Dayton, she made it. She's mm-hmm. also a legacy mm-hmm. performer. And Melina, I think she was one of favorites.
She's one of my favorites.
One of my favorites. I will say, though, on Melina's kicks, like,
oh, yeah.
you could tell she was struggling. She was getting a little tired.
Yeah, you got to build that stamina.
I'm glad to see that she made it through.
That's
right.
When you have to, like, buckle down and just go extra hard.
Right.
They saw potential. Also, the girl, Alana, she was a former Laker girl.
Okay.
But her friend didn't make it, which was sad.
Oh, that's right.
Now I wonder, that sucks if they went out there together and one friend makes it and one friend doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, now I'm wondering, Sarah didn't make it, so I wonder if she lives in L.A. now. She can come down to the studio and have an interview.
And talk with us.
Give us a call.
Actually, my favorites that are here for training camp are Gabby. I really like Gabby mm-hmm. a lot. I'm a little partial to her because I am Asian American and she's Asian American.
So yes, represent, girl.
Her, you know, on that level. And she's super cute, but Daphne, I really like Daphne.
I was so surprised that they cut Meredith because they focused so much on her in the past right. three episodes.
Yeah.
And I think we were talking about this earlier that they were so focused on that they thought that she was all into herself. Mm-hmm. But I just think she was striking and she was beautiful mm-hmm. where they assumed all these things about her and her, who she was as a person. And they started to believe it when really she could have shown nothing in that manner. She could have just been a nice girl that just has beautiful eyes and beautiful technique. It doesn't mean that she's into herself in that way, but they just judged her.
I would have liked to have seen Meredith's interview. We didn't see that part because I think we would have seen a little more personality and something besides just a pretty face. I think they did kind of stick it to her a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to see Meredith make it through, so I was sad.
I would have liked to see her interact with people more because I feel like we didn't really get to see her personality. Every time she was on camera, she was very just like kind of stoic.
Right. Gambling. For and sure.
I think they said that at the interview.
Yeah, they asked her why she wants to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and she kind of just said this generic answer. Where when I looked at that part, I was like, okay, that's an easy question. You should know the answer to that, where it's polished and almost it should be perfect, honestly, that type of question.
And also being excited. I think she didn't seem very excited in the interview. I mean, at least the one clip that we saw.
One little clip with the one little question. There was a little bit of, like, vivaciousness that was missing. It was basically lackluster. But I just would have liked to have seen a little bit more of Meredith, like you said, you know, interacting more with the girls instead of just being by herself.
Yeah, and they cut two vets. So it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, let's talk about...
Oh, yeah, man. That has to suck.
That was sad.
It was actually Selena, the girl that we were talking about with the weight. And I think the other one was Kira, who was the one that did that move that made you almost have a
power move. Kelly was saying she was late to, I think, two events, and that's what got her cut from the team. Yeah. And you would never even fathom. She's thinking, what did I do wrong at the audition? Yeah. They're like, oh, well, last season you were late. And she's like, wait, what? Imagine.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Yeah. It's like, I would have never
That's why it's so important when you are on the team. It's not over. You have to continually be on your best behavior, like showing up to every event on time. Because she said, if I bring this girl back, is this the kind of girl that I want the new cheerleaders to look up to? You know, someone who comes late. And
I wonder if there's a deeper story to that, because it felt like there was a little tension.
Yeah, they just didn't want her back, and they gave an excuse for the cameras.
Like, oh, she was late.
You're so late.
We're not gonna bring her back.
Bye.
I think there's a deeper story. Somebody call and give us the details. Look us up on social media.
Well, we are going to do our very own Dallas Cowboy cheerleader interview style hot topic questions. That was a mouthful.
All right, I'm going to do them. I picked out some questions for you guys just to see before we, you know, I mean, we already did give our opinions about the interviews, but let's see how you guys do. Okay, I have only five or six questions. Ready?
Let's work together.
Okay, ladies, what is the capital of Texas?
You got this. Dallas. No.
No!
Houston. Oh, God. No. 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 Oh, my God. We should know this.
You guys are both wrong.
We are wrong.
What?
The capital
of
Texas? Well,
Bianca's from Houston, so it should just be Houston.
Corpus Christi? What's... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
We should have... What's the capital? Austin, of course.
Oh my gosh! Wow,
shameful.
Wow, that was embarrassing.
Sorry, that one was easy. That was really That was.
Well, you're not going to know what you're going to say. All right. When was the Dallas Cowboys founded?
I'm gonna go with 19 something, because 19
that's half right.
That sounds good.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Let's guess. I'm gonna say maybe 1944.
Older.
What?
1930. No, sorry, younger.
Yeah. Oh, younger.
1965.
Okay.
Okay.
We're both holding hands.
All right.
This is how much we really want to get this.
You guys should get this one for sure. What station does Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders air on?
CMT.
Good job.
Woo! She got it. Good job.
All right. Who won the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, the New England?
No.
Wait, Super Bowl. No, not the Philadelphia.
They played. Uh-huh. They played
the Philadelphia
them.
What?
Eagles.
Yes.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
All right. Name one Dallas Cowboy football player.
Dak Prescott.
I can't tell you if you're right or wrong because I don't know any of them. So.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. Here's a good question. Which cause would you pick for your boot color star? Your philanthropy.
Oh, that's a good one.
I personally, I would go with World Wildlife Fund.
United Negro College Fund. I'm always for raising scholarships for African American youth.
I don't even know. No, I think I would pick something that has to do with education. And something that I'm really passionate about is educating people on how to have lifelong skills. I think that's something that we don't learn in high school, and like taxes and all of that.
I was just going to say how to pay your taxes.
Yeah, so all of that.
Hire an accountant.
Check. So definitely an organization that is into educating youth about real life issues and
that's great.
Things like that.
I love that.
That's great.
You get an A+ from this judge. Good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, that was kind of hard, and
I feel like I failed.
I know. I'm like, I'm Austin. Right. Come on, we should have that.
I mean, she gets a maybe. You get a minus. Okay. She gets like
I'll
a
take
check
it.
Minus.
I'll take it. We should have gotten text. Sorry, yeah. Texas. Sorry.
Yeah, we're you know Beyonce's. Shameful. Like I said, Houston. That's where Beyonce's from, so that should be the capital.
And it's Dallas Cowboys. I changed the capital. It was to Dallas.
Oh, well, now we have some news and information for you guys.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, I'm going to feel like such a failure again because, guys, I tried to find some great news, and my goodness, social media is like hush-hush. These ladies are, like, not saying a thing. Peep, peep. But something that is cool, Kitty Carter, who runs the Kitty Dance School, she's starting up, and something that she mentioned on social media that was really sweet, she had a picture of this little girl doing a dance, and she said, "They're all diamonds in the rough. My privilege is to help them shine." And I was like, "Aww, Miss Kitty is a sweetheart. She really cares." So.
Look at her.
Good sound effects.
I know, I love it. So what are your guys' predictions for next week?
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, predictions.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Is that cool? Okay. I am excited to see that now that we're in training camp, the girls are going to start actually bonding more, I think, because these are the people that will potentially have a high chance of being on the team with. So where in the auditions it was more like, good job girl, but actually we're competing, now it's like they actually want to be friends with each other and make bonds because they could potentially all be in this sisterhood together.
Sounds cool. I think it's going to be team veterans versus team rookies, so I want to see the breakdown of that.
I'm excited to see the photo shoot. Were they in the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yes, girl. It's just bikini, sand, looking good, feeling cute.
Yeah. I'm going to have to take some chips, girl.
Right. I'm like, what are y'all eating? Right. I need to look like that, okay? Well, that is it for today, you guys. We had so much fun talking with you guys. And make sure to like, subscribe, comment on this video. And all AfterBuzz content. And next week is training camp. Dun, 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 dun. Woo! It's going to get real juicy. Can't wait. Once again, I'm your host, Imani Blackman. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Imani_Blackman.
You can find me on Instagram at Poca930. I'm Stefan.
And again, I'm Julana. And you can find me on my Instagram at Julana.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.